the following is a mantra yoga lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 25th, 2012, at Vedic Culture Center in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Lavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitamscha
So tonight we are going to talk about mantra yoga. We were just doing mantra yoga. This kirtan means mantra yoga. So one may ask, what is mantra yoga? And is there any benefit for me to practice mantra yoga? The reality is that all of us are suffering various types of miseries in this material existence. These miseries are of three categories. Adiatmic miseries, adibhautik miseries, and adidaivik miseries. Adiatmic miseries means miseries of the mind and body. Adibhautik means miseries caused by other living entities. And adidaivik means miseries caused by natural disturbances. So at every moment, we are being tortured by at least one of these miseries. But the good news is, by mantra yoga you get free from all of them. Because mantra yoga connects you with your true identity. Right now we are suffering because we are misidentifying ourselves with this gross body. But that gross body is not you. It's just a covering you're wearing, a garment. You may say, but what is the proof? Science says that I am the body. But I ask you, use your own common sense. You were a little baby at one time. Where are the chemicals that make up that little baby's body? They're gone.
Tų chemikalų jau seniai nėra.
But you were still here.
Bet jūs vis dar esate čia.
Therefore, you and the body are different.
Todėl jūs ir kūnas esate du skirtingi dalykai.
Body is a vehicle.
Kūnas yra kaip automobilis.
Just like a little child, he may ride a tricycle.
Kaip mažas berniukas, jis gali vairuoti triratuką.
And then he goes to a bicycle.
O tada jis vairuoja dviratuką.
And then he goes to a motorcycle.
Ir tada jis jau vairuoja motociklą.
And then he goes to a car.
O tada dar labiau paaugėjęs jau automobilį vairuoja.
The driver is the same.
Vairuotojas nesikeičia.
But the vehicle is different. So your body is simply a vehicle. Which is destined to get sick, get old and die. Therefore, if you identify with your body, it's a pretty depressing situation to be in. Because there's no hope for your body to stay young. There's no hope for your body to live forever. It's not possible. The scientists say that we will someday make you immortal. But who is the greatest scientist?
Bet kas yra didžiausias mokslininkas?
Albert Einstein.
Albertas Einšteinas.
Is he still here?
Ar jis vis dar su mumim?
No, he's dead and gone.
Ne, jau jis seniai nėra.
Even with his big brain, E equals MC squared, he could not stop the law of death.
Net su savo didžiulėm smegenim sukūręs tiek daug mokslinių formulių, jis negalės sustabdyti mirties dėsnio.
But we can teach you how to become free from the law of death.
Mes galime jūs išmokinti, kaip būti laisviem nuo šitų dėsnių.
We can teach you how to revive your eternal identity.
Mes galime pamokinti, kaip pažadinti, atrasti savo amžiną prigimtį.
Which exists beyond your temporary body.
Kuri egzistuoja napus šito laikino kūno.
That process is called mantra yoga.
Ir šitas procesas vadinamas mantra yoga.
Mantra yoga, these are Sanskrit words.
Sanskrito žodžiai.
Mantra is broken into two syllables. Man means mind.
Man reiškia protas.
And tra means deliver.
Tra reiškia išvaduoti.
So mantra is a sound vibration that delivers the mind from all anxiety.
Taigi mantra tai yra garso vibracija, kuri išvaduoja protą nuo visų neramumų.
And yoga is a systematic process of yoking with the Supreme.
O yoga tai yra dvasinė sistema, kuri sujungia mūsų aukščiausiojo.
So mantra yoga is a systematic process of chanting mantras on a daily basis in such a way that you become a liberated soul.
Taigi mantra yoga tai yra sistematinis procesas, kurio dėka kiekvieną dieną kartojant mantrą yra atkuriamas ryšys su Dievu.
In Sanskrit language, this is called Jivan Mukta.
Sanskrit kalba tai vadinama Jiva Mukta.
Jivan means the living entity.
Jiva reiškia gyva būtybė.
And Mukta means liberated.
Mukta reiškia išvaduota.
So by mantra yoga, you become Jivan Mukta.
Taigi mantra yogas dėka jūs tampate Jiva Mukta.
So how does that process work?
Ir kaip šitas procesas veikia?
There is a supreme source of all existence. In spite of the false claims of Dr. Stephen Hawking, the universe did not come out of nothing. There is an original source for everything. So mantra yoga connects you with that original source of all the energy. Here in Kailash you have some power generating station which is making the electricity. It's a very, very powerful generating station. But just consider the generating station that empowers the whole universe. How powerful that generating station must be. And here in Kaunas you have an engineer who is in charge of the generating station.
inžinierius, kurie atsakingi už tą elektrinę.
So there's also a supreme engineer.
Tai lygiai taip pat egzistuoja aukščiausias inžinierius.
Who's behind not only this universe, but all the universes.
Kuris atsakingas ne tik už šitą visatą, bet už visas visatas.
And that is God.
Ir tas inžinierius yra Dievas.
Or in Sanskrit language we say Krishna.
Arba sanskrito kalboje mes sakome
Or
Krishna.
Rama.
Arba Rama.
These are the names for that supreme engineer.
Tai yra vardai šio aukščiausio inžinieriaus.
So if you can connect with that supreme engineer who's manifesting all the energy to make the sun rise, to make the flowers bloom, to make these rivers flow, everything. Then you become connected with everything. When you connect with the source, you are now connected with everything. And you have an identity beyond this material world. You actually have an eternal spiritual form in the spiritual world. Right now we're simply dreaming that we're in this material body.
Ir iš tiesų mes dabar tik tai sapnuojame, kad esame šiuose kūnuose.
Of course, we are in the material body.
Mes esame materialiuose.
But we are dreaming that we are the material body.
Bet mes sapnuojame, kad esame šitie kūnai.
That is the dream.
Tai yra sapnas.
We're dreaming this material world is our actual home.
Sapnuojame, kad šitas mūsų materialus pasaulis iš tiesų yra mūsų namai.
And it's a pretty bad dream.
Ir tai yra pakankamai košmaras.
We call it nightmare.
Tai vadinu tiesiogiai košmaras.
It's also called horror movie.
Arba dar būna siaubo filmą.
So, why remain in a nightmare?
Taigi, kam būt košmar?
Why remain stuck having to watch some horror movie?
Kam būt, kam stebėti kažkokius siaubo filmą?
Because by chanting mantra,
nes kartuojant mantra,
you wake up in the nightmare.
Jūs pabundate iš to košmar.
You see, in the nightmare, I'm dreaming a tiger is coming to eat me. I'm running, trying to get free from that tiger. But I feel like I have lead in my shoes. I can hardly lift my feet. And that tiger is rapidly approaching me. He's about ready to jump on me and eat me alive. And I'm screaming in great fear. Then my friend wakes me up and says, wake up, what's going on? He says, oh, thank God, it was only a dream. So now death is approaching you. And we are trying through our modern science to solve the problem of death. But we are not able to solve that problem. So it's a very anxiety-ridden situation. But this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, it will wake you up. I wasn't that body after all. I wasn't getting sick. I wasn't getting old. I wasn't dying. It was simply the body. And once you, in this state, this induced state, by absorbing yourself in mantra, you become what is called Krishna conscious.
Toks yra terminas Krishna sąmoningas.
And when you're Krishna conscious, you can always feel good.
Ir kai jūs turite Krishna sąmonę, jūs jaučiate palaimą.
Just like those of you who know what I usually sound like, you know that I'm sick today.
Tie, kas paprastai žino mano balsą, pastebi, kad aš sergu šiandien.
My voice is completely different because I'm sick.
Mano balsas visiškai kitoks nei įprastai.
But do I feel bad because I'm sick? No, I'm feeling great. Because I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm talking about Krishna. I'm remembering Krishna. I'm connected with Krishna. So this is Krishna consciousness. Even if everything is bad on a material level, If you're Krishna conscious, you're going to feel really good.
Bet jūs esate Krishna sąmoningas, vis viena jausitės labai gerai.
I have a dear godbrother, his name was Shridhar Swami.
Turiu dievo brolį, kurio vardas Shridhar Swami.
And he came down with a terminal disease, and he was really, really sick.
Ir jisai susirgo labai, labai rimtai.
But he was laughing and joking.
Bet jisai juokėsi, kvatojo.
We, all the devotees came to feel sorry for him. Oh, he's so sick, he's on the verge of death. To expel this. But he was cracking jokes and making everybody laugh, you see. Actually, I think his liver was malfunctioning. And he had all these fluids in his body. His whole body was like swelling up, you see. And the doctor was there. So he made a joke. He said, "Doc, it's a boy." Like he was pregnant. So in this way, you see, if you're Krishna conscious, even everything is bad, you're still laughing and smiling, see. Because you have your eternal identity.
Yes, jūs esate pažadinęs savo tikrąjį amžiną prigimtį.
You know, this body is just a temporary thing. It's not a big deal.
Jūs matote, kad jūsų kūnas yra tiesiog laikinas ir reiškinys.
The body becomes useless. I have to throw it away. It's no problem. I get another one.
Ir kai kūnas tampa nebetinkamas naudoti, galite tiesiog išmesti ir pasiimti kitą be problemos.
So this is the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 9, text
34.
Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad jajji man namaskaru mam me vaishashi yug vaivang atmanam mad parayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
Vertimas. Visada mąstyk apie mane, tik mano bhakta, lenkis man ir kalbink mane. Visiškai pasinėręs į mane, tu tikrai pas mane atilsi.
So there are the other types of yoga.
Yra kiti jogos tipai.
Where one focuses one's mind on God.
Bet kuris žmogus fokusuoja savo protą.
There's the Ashtanga system.
Yra Ashtanga system.
Where you sit down in yoga asan.
Kur jūs sėdite yoga asanoje.
You know, you do the lotus posture.
Lotoso pozoje.
And you control your breathing.
Ir kontroliuojate savo kvėpavimą.
There's asan, there's pranayama. But to actually perfect this system, to be totally absorbed in God, you have to do very, very difficult yogic maneuvers. For example, normally we breathe like this, you know. We inhale and we exhale. But the yogi, he has to learn how to merge his incoming breath into his outgoing breath. In other words, he stops breathing. He has to become so powerful in his yoga, he can stop his breathing and maintain his life. So in all these yoga studios now, they don't have no conception of what yoga actually is. Unless you can merge your incoming breath into your outgoing breath and stop your breathing, you cannot change the samadhi stage of yoga. It's not possible. In this age, practically nobody can do the real Ashtanga yoga system. Practically no one. A few rare souls in the Himalayas, and that's it. So, what to do? The mantra yoga system is practical and effective. All you have to do is regularly chant the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Just by this absorption in Krishna's name, which is totally non-different from Krishna himself, you quickly come to the perfectional yogic stage of samadhi. Ecstatic trance in the Supreme. You can have some nice musical instruments. You can dance. I mean, this is recreation. You can have a nice feast. I mean, this is great. I mean, why go to a nightclub? You know? You can sing and dance and feast. You can get intoxicated. Not on liquor or marijuana, but on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. This is actually the supreme intoxicant. It's free. It's legal. What more could you ask for? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if you will get up early every morning, and you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra before sunrise, you're going to have a really good day every day, I guarantee you. You're going to have a great day. Just try it for 1 week. Get up early before the dawn and chant Hare Krishna for at least 20 minutes. And just see what it's like. See what your day is like. I remember the first time I chanted a Hare Krishna japa mala, one round. It was amazing. One devotee, he invited me to visit the temple in San Francisco. This was the second temple in the history of ISKCON. 518 Frederick Street in Haight-Ashbury, San Francisco. So I spent the night there. In the morning, they kept one japa mala on a peg on the wall for guests. So I chanted, they handed that beads off the peg, and I chanted one round. It was amazing. I knew I was really onto something after that. I could understand that very soon spiritual perfection was coming to me. So this mantra chanting is very, very powerful. If you chant it every day, you're going to have an incredible experience in your life. Everything you were desiring in your life, the happiness, the success, the feelings of peace, the feelings of love, all those things you've hankered for. If you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra every day, you will achieve those. Just try this, just try it, and you'll see that I'm right. Just do it for 1 week and see what the result is. You will find it to be strikingly wonderful. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
This time people find such an easy process as chanting, vibrating sound, difficult, so how can they think about doing the Astanga Yoga?
Žmonės mato, kad tiesiog kartuoti Hare Krishna mantrą jiems taip sudėtinga. Tai kaip jie gali dar galvoti užsiimti aštangą jogą?
What is she saying?
For people, even to chant is quite hard, so how they can think about aštangą jogą?
Yeah, the aštangą, since even chanting is difficult, what to speak of, you know, merging your incoming breath with your ongoing breath.
Taigi žmonėms kartuoti mantrą sunku, ką kalbėti apie nustojimą kvėpuoti.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good point. Any other questions?
Any geras momentas.
Yes.
You told that Krishna's name is non-different than than himself. And how to understand that point?
Sakote, kad Dievas nesiskiria nuo pačios mantros, kaip tai suprasti?
You told that God is non-different from his names. How to understand this?
Non-different. How is God non-different from the name?
You told that. How to understand
this? How to, yes, this is a very nice question she has asked. How to understand that God is non-different from his name? Actually, everything that exists is the energy of God. Everything we see is the manifested energy of God. So actually nothing is separated from God. Just like the sun is there in outer space. And it's sending its rays all over the universe. So that sunshine, we experience the sun in the form of the sunshine. So Krishna also has his shine or his energy. And we experience Krishna in the form of that energy. That energy can be addressed as Hare. So that energy is actually everywhere. God's energy is everywhere. I'll give you an example. Just like if you listen to a radio program. You hear some people talking on the radio show. Are they talking in your house? No. They're down at the radio station. But through the form of the radio waves, that conversation is now also present in your house. So whether you're at the radio station, are you tuned in on the radio, you're experiencing the exact same conversation. So, Krishna also has broadcast. It's called Hare Krishna Mantra Radio. He makes himself fully present in his name. He has unlimited power. Everything that acts and moves is under his direction. So by his desire, he has fully manifested himself in the form of his name. That is God's kindness upon us. He has fully manifested himself in the form of his name, Krishna. So that is God himself. By his potency. If I have a friend named George, and I say the name George, it's George present? No. Because George and his name are not one and the same. But by Krishna's unlimited power. See, George does not have unlimited power. But God does.
You see.
So God, or Krishna, fully manifests himself in the form of his name by his power and potency. You may say, but how can I really believe that? It sounds too unbelievable. Well, I can tell you this. If you will chant Krishna's name with love and devotion, you will personally experience how Krishna is present in the form of his name. It takes time. It takes proper guidance then of a bona fide spiritual master. One has to be initiated. One has to chant at least 16 rounds of japa mala every day. One has to strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. But if you agree to these do's and don'ts, and you will take initiation from bona fide spiritual master, and you will follow his instructions, then that day will come when you will fully realize how Krishna is present in his name. You will feel his presence in the name, and you will actually see him become visibly manifest in front of you. So it's just a matter of practice. If you're willing to practice, you can experience it yourself. Any other questions? Yes.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna sako, kad iš tūkstančių žmonių tik vienas kitas susidomi dvasinė praktika, o iš tų, kurie sako, pasiekė tobulumą, vargu ar vienas kitas jį iš tikrųjų pažįsta. Tai kaip suprasti, ar kai iš šito sapno materialaus pabunda tik tais vienetai?
Bhagavad Gita Krishna sako, kad iš tūkstančių žmonių vos vienetai domisi dvasinė tobulumu. Ir iš tūkstančio to tobulumo siekiančių vienetai pažįsta Krišną. Bet klausimas, ar tik tai kelios retos sielos galės pabūsti šitą sapną?
Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that from 1,000 people only one is searching for absolute truth.
Yeah.
And only few knows Krishna.
Yes.
So it means only few rare souls will awake from this nightmare.
So her question is, only a few will wake up?
Does it mean that, or what? How to understand it properly? Does it mean that only a few?
Krishna says that. Just look at the world population right now. What's the percentage of people who are seriously taking up Krishna consciousness? 1%? No, much less than that. And of those who have taken it up, how many have actually personally realized
Krishna?
It's a very, very small number. But the good news is, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the whole world can realize
Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya, by his special mercy, everyone can realize
Krishna.
Therefore, before we chant Hare Krishna, we first worship Lord Chaitanya with his associates. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. Because by their mercy, the whole world can become inundated with Krishna consciousness. So beg the mercy of Lord Chaitanya upon the fallen souls and upon yourself. And then thousands and millions of people can come. Questions more?
Ar nuo 4 iki 6 būtinai kartuoti mantrą ar prieš sodės
tikėjimą?
Who was, who asked the question? Okay.
Ar svarbu kartuoti mantrą tarp 4 ir 6 ar prieš saulės patekimą, nes būna kartais, kad saulė teka.
It is important to chant between 4 and 6 or before sunrise because our sun is sometimes rise this time, sometimes this time.
Yeah. Well, no, in the summer when it comes up very, very, very early, it's okay. You don't have to chant before sunrise. And in my part of the world, we don't have these early, early morning sunrises. So it is a little different here in Northern Europe. In those times, yeah, as long as you get up by 4, you're in good shape. What time does the sun rise the earliest here?
Kada anksčiausiai saulė Lietuvoje pakarė, pasikelė, kai žinot? Trečią kokią? About 3?
3, oh, I get up at 2:30 anyway, so I'd beat it even if I was here.
Na, aš keliuosi 2:30, tad jos nėra.
Winter time, sun rise up only 8 o'clock.
Nine. Yeah, 8 o'clock. So you can sleep till 7, huh? No, just get up by 4 all year long and you'll be in good shape. One devotee said, well, you go by the birds. Whatever time the birds start chirping, you should be up before the birds start chirping. That's the virtual sunrise for Northern Europe. The birds chirping. Is it? Get up and chant before. You should chirp before the birds chirp. Next question. Your hand was up before him.
Ar tai reikštų, kad mantra jogos, bhakti jogos kelias yra pats mums lengviausias ir prieinamiausias į savęs ir Krišnos pažinimą?
Ar reiškia, kad mantra jogos, bhakti jogos kelias yra pats lengviausias, pats paprasčiausias?
Is it mean that mantra yoga, bhakti yoga is the easiest way to achieve Krishna?
Yes, bhakti yoga is the easiest way, yes.
Taip, bhakti yoga yra lengviausias kelias.
But even though it's so easy, we find it difficult. Because we're so intoxicated by this material civilization. So much television, cinema, you know, this and that. We're so intoxicated. You know. So even though it's the easiest thing, we find it difficult. But by associating with devotees, then it becomes easy. So if you always stay in the society of devotees, as much as possible associate with devotees, it becomes easy. Next question. Her hand was before, yeah.
Jeigu tas kelias toks paprastas, kodėl tiek nedaug žmonių jo seka?
If this way is so easy, why so only little people following this?
As I told her,
kaip jau sakiau,
we're so intoxicated by television, cinema, newspapers, magazines, all this material propaganda. Modern day music, I mean, all this stuff is just, we're so absorbed in it. We're conditioned to think that I am a man, I am a woman. And my pleasure is to find a beautiful girl or a handsome guy, you see. We forget that we have an identity beyond the body. No, we're not against. We're not anti-marriage, we're in favor of marriage. But that marriage should be based on Krishna or God. Not on material sense gratification. We are blinded by material sense gratification. We think our happiness is to gratify our senses. But that doesn't satisfy us. Because I'm not the body. If you polish the bird cage, if you polish the cage, the bird cage, and you don't feed the bird within the cage, that bird will die. So our material sense gratification, that's polishing the birdcage. Taking care of the need of the soul within, that is feeding the bird. Our modern civilization is very expert at polishing the birdcage. But they're letting the bird within die. So we have no objection to taking good care of the cage as a secondary activity.
bet tai turi būti kaip antraeilė veikla.
The prime activity is to feed the bird within.
Pirmutinė veikla yra pamaitinti paukštį.
You have to satisfy your spiritual needs.
Turite patenkinti savo dvasinius poreikius.
And take care of your body is a secondary activity.
O rūpintis kūnu yra antraeilis dalykas.
And then you're going to be very happy and peaceful. You see? But because they're so bewildered by all the billboards, all the movies, the magazines, everything is sense gratification, polishing the cage. And if you want to take to Krishna consciousness, your friends will say, you're crazy. Don't go to that Hare Krishna place, that Vedic culture place. You're nuts, you see? We're in a living in a society that's so materialistic. Yeah. That's why it's bad association, that's why it's difficult. But if you make your association with devotees, you see, taking their association is more important than anybody else. That will give you the strength to do it and make it easy also. So please take advantage of our movement. And become Krishna conscious. We want that this should be your last birth in this material world. We want that you should go back to home, back to Godhead upon leaving this present body. That is our desire for you. Next question. See, she didn't ask yet, okay.
Žodžiu, yra pasakyta, kad kai mokinys pasiruošęs, ateina mokytis. Tai kaip pasiruošti, kad jis ateitų mokytis. Ir dar, nežinau, ar tiesiog, bet girdėjau, kad ne mokinys pasirenka mokytoją, o mokytas pasirenka mokytoją. Ar tai tiesa?
Aš girdėjau, kad kada mokinys yra pasiruošęs, tada mokytis ir ateina. Tai kaip pasiruošti? Ir taip pat girdėjau, kad ne mokinys pasirenka mokytoją, o mokytojas pasirenka mokinį.
There's two questions. I heard that then disciple is ready, then spiritual master is coming. So how to become ready?
The disciples where?
Then disciple is ready to accept spiritual
master. Oh, how do you become ready?
Then spiritual master is coming. So how to become ready?
How to become ready when the spiritual master is coming?
How to become ready to accept spiritual master.
How to become ready to accept the spiritual master? That's the first question. To become ready to accept the spiritual master means you have to understand that the human life is meant for self-realization.
Tai reiškia suprasti, kad žmogaus gyvenimas yra skirtas savęs suvokimui.
This is stated in Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra taip yra teigiama.
Atato brahma jigyasa. Now you have a human body.
Dabar turi žmogaus kūną.
This human body is meant for self-realization.
Žmogaus kūnas yra skirtas savęs realizacijai.
So you have to understand that my one duty, my one business in this life is to become self-realized.
Turi suprasti, kad mano vienintelė pareiga šitame gyvenime yra suvokti.
That has to be a burning passion within your heart.
Tai turi būti degantis troškimas jūsų širdyje.
I must become self-realized.
Turiu tapti save realizavusiu.
And you have that burning passion within your heart.
Ir kai savo širdyje turite tokį degantį troškimą.
Then Krishna, who is seated in your heart,
tada Krishna, kuris yra jūsų širdyje,
he will understand your heart.
Supras jūsų širdį.
And he will send the spiritual master to you. And you will know, I have now found my spiritual master. What's the next question?
I heard that not disciple choose spiritual master, but spiritual master is choosing his disciples.
She's heard that the spiritual master chooses the disciple. Not that the disciple chooses the spiritual master. Actually, it's both.
Iš tikrųjų yra ir taip, ir taip.
And that's a two-way thing. You have to choose, yes, I have found my spiritual master. And then you have to humbly beg the spiritual master for his mercy. So he will say, yes, I will accept you as my disciple. It's two ways. You have to accept the spiritual master. The spiritual master has to accept you. That acceptance is called initiation. And the spiritual master says, yes, I will accept you as my disciple. So it goes both ways.
Does
that answer your questions? Okay.
Yeah, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says,
huh?
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that if you want to become self-realized, you go to the spiritual master, render service,
Okay, so what's the question? I know the verse, yeah. What's the question?
So that is, my question is this, that isn't the disciples go to the spiritual master?
When do they go?
It's a first duty, not that the spiritual master takes them.
I don't follow the question.
I'm saying that...
Is it a question or a comment? Okay, but I don't follow the question.
It's a duty of a disciple first to go to the...
Yes, it is the duty of the spiritual master. Prabhupada explains the spiritual master canvasses. He's going all over the world and broadcasting the teachings. That's on one hand. And then it's the student or the disciple's responsibility then to approach the spiritual master. Krishna describes this in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadvadi pranipratena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So you have to approach the spiritual master and show your eagerness to hear and to serve from him.
Taigi, tu turi kreiptis į dvasį mokyti ir parodyti savo norą, tarnauti jam ir klausti jo.
And then when he sees this sincere, humble attitude,
ir kada jis mato nuo širdų, nuo lanko nuotaiką tavo,
he'd be very happy to accept that person as a disciple. Just like many sincere souls all over the world have approached me. They want to become my disciples. So if I see that they have a sincere, submissive attitude, if I see that they're willing to hear and learn from me, and they're willing to do their duty of serving the spiritual master, then I accept them as my disciples. To simply say, well, give me the knowledge, but I don't want to do any service, that doesn't work. Because this is not academic knowledge. This is realized knowledge. And it's realized in proportion to how much you have a service attitude towards your spiritual master. So that submission, that willingness to submissively serve the spiritual master is absolutely essential. When Prabhupada was here, we all were just, everybody just wanted to serve Prabhupada. Everybody wanted to serve Prabhupada, you see. That service mood, I want to serve my spiritual master. That's how you become qualified to realize God. Any other questions?
Kadangi Vaishnava tikslas yra nukartoti Hare Krishna,
tai kodėl mes garbinam deivės, arba kaip tai padeda, kaip deivių garbinimas padeda gauti skonį šventam vardui.
Kaip deivių garbinimas gali padėti išsigyti skonį šventam vardui.
How worship of the deities can help to increase our taste for Krishna?
How the deity worship will increase our taste for Krishna?
For holy name.
For the holy name. Actually, in this age, the dharma is Harinam. In the previous age, the Dvapara Yuga, the Yuga Dharma was deity worship. So one may wonder, well, then why are we doing deity worship? It's the Kali Yuga. In this age, the Yuga Dharma is chanting, so why we're doing deity worship? That's from the Dvapara Yuga. The reason we accept deity worship is it purifies us so that we can chant Hare Krishna purely. To perfect the chanting of Hare Krishna, one has to learn how to chant what's called Shuddha Nam, or the pure name. So the deity worship helps us to become qualified to purely chant the name, therefore we worship deities. Prabhupada established deity worship all over the world. After he established kirtan and japa. The first thing was kirtan. That's the first thing Prabhupada established. And deity worship came later. Does that answer your question? Any other question?
Yra
sakoma, kad kirtanas yra galingesnis ir džiapa, tai kodėl rytais mes 2 valandas skiriame džiapos kartuojimui, vietoj to, kad susieks kartu ir padainuoti?
It is said that kirtan is more powerful than japa.
Yes.
So why in the morning, instead of chanting our japa 2 hours, we're not making 2 hours kirtan?
So, since the question is, since the congregational chanting is more powerful than japa, why should we even chant japa at all? Let's do more kirtan. The process of chanting Hare Krishna has 10 types of offenses. And if you overcome all those offenses, then you become a perfect chanter. The 3rd offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So, since the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, ordered us to chant japa, therefore we have to do that. Otherwise, we may have kirtan 24 hours a day, but with no japa, that kirtan is offense. It's aparad kirtan. Because you've neglected the order of spiritual master. Actually, japa is also kirtan. It's your own personal kirtan. Any other questions? We have time for one or two more questions, and that's it. Okay.
Kodėl yra šitie 3 vardai Mahamantrai labiausiai išskiriami? Ar kiti vardai irgi turi panašią galią, tikrieji sanskritą nurodyti senoviniai vardai? Nu, kaip Govindai panašus, pamoktas kokie pakomentas.
Kodėl būtent šitie 3 vardai yra rekomenduojami kartuoti, kodėl ne kiti dievo vardai, ar jie turi skirtingą galią?
Why particular these three names in the mantra? Why not some other name?
Why these particular names? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So why these particular names? Why not, you know, this other mantras? Other names. Actually, in the Vedic wisdom, there are millions of mantras. And they are all powerful for elevating the consciousness. So why make a big deal about this one? Maybe somebody else would like to chant, you know, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya instead of Hare Krishna. The answer is, it is stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad that of all the mantras, this particular mantra is the most powerful, the most effective, the most potent for awakening love of God within the heart in this age of Kali. And what mantra is given there? It is specifically stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are not chanting Hare Krishna because we are Hare Krishna people. That's not what we chant. We chant because we have studied the Vedas. And because the Vedas say this is the most powerful mantra, therefore we chant. That's right. If the Vedas had given some other mantra, we would chant that other mantra. We're not fanatics. We're scientists. Spiritual scientists. We have time for one more quick question. Okay, Nareshwari.
Kokia galima geriausia tarnyba atlikti, kad šitas Kali Jugoje, kad apvalyti visą šitą užterštą eterį ir visą tą dvasingumą. Kokias tarnybas galima būtų atlikti?
Kokia tarnyba, kokia veikia?
Kokias aplamai tarnybas, ką mokės išvardyti? Ką mes galim pasirinkti, kad apvalyti visą šitą...
Ką mokės patartų, kokią veiklą, kokią tarnybą, kurie labiausiai apvalytų visą užteršę pasaulį.
Mm. Ir kad dvasingėtų žmonės.
Kad žmonės dvasingėtų ir dvasingėtų. What activity you can recommend as most powerful to clean all atmosphere of our world?
What
activity is most potent? What you can recommend for us to do?
The most powerful activity for cleansing the universe is to broadcast the glories of Krishna. Through Harinam Sankirtan. And especially mass distribution of Prabhupada's books. That is the most powerful way. The more the Prabhupada's books can flood the whole world, the atmosphere will become purified. So take Prabhupada's books, go door to door, go store to store, go person to person and say, please take this book. This book will give you unlimited happiness. This book will give you the ultimate success in life. Please take this book. Please take this book. Please take this book. Inundate the whole world with these books. And then there'll be a whole new world civilization that will come emerge because of the potency of these books. Okay. Well, I'm going to squeeze one more in, and that's it. This is final. Indira.
Tai papildymas, kaip ir klausimas, netgi krikščionybė yra pasakyta, te šviečia šventas tavo vardas. Kaip ir papildymas.
In the Bible it is said that
the shine of his holy name.
that's shine. Yeah.
That all glory is to holy name.
Yes, the Bible says, Christ says, "Our Father who art in heaven, all glory is to your holy name."
That's a,
therefore, we say, "Jesus Christ, ki jai." He's a pure devotee. When Christ comes again, he will be a Hare Krishna. Okay, is there any prasad to distribute? Okay, no? Any prasad?
Yes.
If there's prasad to distribute, bring them. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much.